Session 44, Abridged, page 12. The reality of the inner universe also does not exist basically in time as you conceive it, though in some instances part of it may be glimpsed from the camouflaged time perspectives, only, however, a very small portion. If the dream world and the mind and the inner universe do exist, and if they do not exist in space, and if they do not exist basically in time, though they may be glimpsed through time, then your question will be, in what medium or in what manner do they exist? And without time, how can they be said to exist in duration? You already have many clues that I have given you. The answer itself should not be unbelievable. You know for a fact that dreams exist. You know that the mind exists. You have personal, intimate, direct knowledge of these. I am telling you that the basic universe exists behind all camouflage universes in the same manner, and taking up no space, and that the mind exists behind the brain. The brain is a camouflage pattern. It takes up space. It exists in time. The mind takes up no space. It does not have its basic existence in time. The reality of the inner universe does not take up space, nor does it have its basic existence in time. Your camouflage universe, on the other hand, takes up space and has an existence in time, but it is not the real and basic universe any more than the brain is the mind. Now, nevertheless, the dream world, the mind, and the reality universe do exist. They exist in a climate that we will call the value climate of psychological reality. This is the medium. This takes the place of what you call space. This value climate of psychological reality is a quality which makes all existences and consciousness possible. It is one of the most powerful principles behind or within the vitality that itself composes from itself all other phenomenon. One of the main attributes of this value climate is spontaneity. That shows itself in the existence of the only sort of time that has any real meaning, that of the spacious present. The spacious present does not contradict the existence of durability, but durability does not imply the existence of a future as you conceive it. Now, this may appear contradictory, but later I hope that you will understand this more clearly. The spacious present, while existing spontaneously, while happening simultaneously, still contains within it qualities of duration. An idea is not itself aware of past, present, and future, for example, and yet, having no experience with present, past, and future, it still endures. Nor does the duration involved in the spacious present in any way involve a suspension in terms of, for example, growth forbidden to achieve maturity. Growth in your camouflage universe often involves the taking up of more space. Actually, in our inner universe of reality, growth exists in terms of the value or quality expansion of which I have spoken, and does not, I repeat, does not imply any sort of space expansion. Nor does it imply, as growth does in your camouflage universe, a sort of projection into time. I realize that this material is difficult, and I'm giving it to you in as simple terms as possible. If growth is one of the most necessary laws of your camouflage universe, then value fulfillment corresponds to it in the inner reality universe. Now, the so-called laws of your camouflage universe do not apply to the inner universe. They do not even apply to other camouflage planes. However, the laws of the inner universe apply to all camouflage universes, and all consciousness is, on any plane, must follow the basic laws of the inner universe. Some of these basic laws have counterparts known and accepted on various camouflage planes. There are various manifestations of these laws and various names given to them. These basic laws are followed on many levels in your universe. We will go into these laws in time. So far, I have given you but one, which is value fulfillment. In your physical universe, this rule is followed by physical growth. The entity follows this rule through the cycle of reincarnations. The species of mankind and all other species in your universe on your particular horizontal plane follow this law under the auspices of evolution. On other planes, this law is carried through in other manners, but it is never ignored. I suggest, because of the importance of the material, that you take a break. Rob notes, Jane was dissociated, indeed way out, as she put it. She looked over the above material during break because she wanted to know what she had been talking about. Resume at 10:35. Seth. The second law of the inner universe is energy transformation. This occurs constantly. Energy transformation and value fulfillment, all existing within the spacious present, add up to a durability that is at the same time spontaneous. Energy transformation and value fulfillment add up to a durability that is simultaneous. Rob notes, here Jane smiled. Seth, you may see what we are getting into here. Our third law is spontaneity. And despite all appearances of beginning and end, despite all appearances of death and decay, all consciousness exists in the spacious present, in a spontaneous manner, in simultaneous harmony, and yet within the spacious present, there is also durability. Durability is our fourth law. Durability within the framework of the spacious present would not exist were it not for the laws of value fulfillment and energy transformation. These make duration within the spacious present not only possible, but necessary. Now, on your particular camouflage universe, you are learning energy transformation, and in your case, you are learning to transform inner energy by forming it into physical constructions that the plane enables you to manipulate by the formation of particular outer senses for this purpose. You are severely limited as yet in the use of your abilities. When the two laws of value fulfillment and energy transformation are mastered, then duration is a natural consequence. What you consider death has no more basic reality than your idea of time and space. Death really represents a blind spot in your present ability to perceive energy transformation and even value fulfillment. Death merely represents the termination of your own perception, that is, the termination of your understanding. Your ability here amounts to a complete dwindling of comprehension. Your senses are not equipped to perceive the transformation of energy from one form to another. Certainly, the birth of a child is really basically just as incomprehensible, but this transformation is projected into, rather than out of, your sphere of understanding. What you call death is merely the transformation of your own energy into a sphere that cannot be perceived by the outer senses. I hope that I have made this material plain enough for your plane. Actually, duration itself is dependent upon such transformation. We have managed together to do extremely well with this evening's session, and I dare say that I came through in excellent fashion. I want to make one note here, that again, experience in the use of psychological time will bring you close to an understanding of the value climate of psychological reality for obvious reasons. Psychological time, indeed, is a part of this climate as it appears in fairly uncamouflaged form in your own universe. You can get the feel of it. I'm not giving you these laws necessarily in the order of their importance, merely in the order in which it is easiest for me to deliver to you. Creation is obviously one of the basic laws, which we will call the fifth law. In your physical universe, this law is followed through idea constructions, which become idea approximations of inner reality that are nevertheless distorted to a large degree and make up the various camouflage patterns with which you are familiar. We will go into these laws and outline others in future sessions. You will see also how the inner senses are equipped to perceive basic inner realities of the inner universe in much the same manner that your outer senses are equipped to manipulate within your camouflage universe. This material is actually not nearly as difficult to understand as it may seem. Intuitively, you should pick up much of it. The intuitions are not bound by so-called laws of logic and cause and effect. They do not take time, as you know, it into consideration. Therefore, they are not bound by continuity or limited to communication of words or even thoughts strung out one after another. The intuitions are able to accept conceptual reality to some degree. They can feel the content and validity of a concept where the brain itself may fall short. I am tempted to go into more laws this evening. However, it is best that I withhold them until you grow more familiar with this evening's material. Remember, however, our universe that fulfills itself yet takes up no space, and our imaginary painting in which distance appears even furthest in the background, while never touching the back of the painting, and this will give you some intuitive understanding of our spacious present that has duration and yet takes up no space. Contradictions, or rather apparent contradictions in terms, will arise only out of a false conception on your part, mostly as a result of the erroneous cause and effect system. Obviously, cause and effect has only limited application even on your own plane and in your own universe of camouflage. If cause and effect were an absolute law, then continuity would also have to be an absolute law, and then all or any evidences of clairvoyance or viewing the future would be absolutely impossible, even in your universe. And this simply is not so. It is only because there is basically no cause and effect, but merely apparent cause and effect, and no past, present, and future, that clairvoyance is possible in your universe. And while awareness of clairvoyance is fairly rare, it does exist, and though watered down in most instances, is a natural method of warning individuals of happenings with which their own outer senses would not be familiar. It is a natural method of protecting the individual by giving him an inner knowledge of events. Without constant clairvoyance on the part of every man and woman, existence on your plane would involve such inner psychological insecurity that it would be completely unbearable. Individuals are always warned of disasters so that the organism can prepare itself ahead of time. The way of death is known. Consciously, such knowledge is not given to the ego for obvious reasons, but every organism, through its inner senses, is equipped with subconscious knowledge of personal disasters, deaths, and so forth. The personality itself, deciding beforehand what it considers disastrous, and the members of the species as a whole know in advance of their ways. As telepathy operates constantly at a subconscious level as a basis for all language and communication, so clairvoyance operates continually so that the physical organism can prepare itself to face its challenges. The inner senses also convey the knowledge that death is merely an energy transformation, and your almost numberless religions merely represent idea symbols that attempt to make this knowledge plain to the ego. That they deal with distortions in camouflage material is not to be wondered at. They have managed in some way to make this inner knowledge a part of the ego understanding of the species. This is quite enough for one session, my pigeons. Rob notes, after a few personal questions, good night, Seth. See you Monday. End at 11:39. Jane was again well dissociated,